This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And then there's some bad news. I want you to get this scripture down. We're almost done. This scripture covers it all. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We're going to read 9 through 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 11. We'll start first with the bad news. Here's what it says. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 through 11. And it starts again. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? And then he asks, tells you this: be not deceived. Many are you have been deceived, thinking that you can still do these sins and go to heaven. You simply say, Lord, forgive me, but yet you're already planning on doing it again. And you know you're not going to stop. I'll start over. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, see? Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor infamous, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now, let's break this down. First, he tells us that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom. The unrighteous is anything wicked or unjust. It's not going to inherit the kingdom of God. And then he says, be not deceived. See, you've been hoodwinked. It says, neither fornicators. Now, what is fornicators? That's unmarried persons having sex. Lewd persons. Whoremongers. What are idolaters? Worshippers of idols. And then adulterers. Sex with married persons. Apostate from the truth. Apostate from the true faith, devoted to earthly things. What is infamous? Soft qualities of female sex to unman, to weaken. Then it says, abusers of themselves with mankind. Defile oneself with mankind, sodomites, thieves, covetous, drunkard, revilers, exhorter. But the good news, look at verse 11. It says, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. You see, it says, and such were some of you. That means that were means you're still not doing it. But if you're still doing it, that were doesn't take place. Look at 11 again. And such were some of you. Think about that for a minute. So if you're still doing those things, that were hasn't taken a place. He says, but such were some of you. But ye are washed. But ye are sanctified. But ye are justified in the name.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.